After a decade-long journey to crack the fragmented eyewear market in India, omnichannel D2C retailer Lenskart is on a mission to win the niche space in Southeast Asia and the Middle East. And, powering its ambition are Temasek Holdings and Falcon Edge Capital, who have led a $220 million, about 1,645 crore, investment in a latest round of funding at the company. And NBSP. The latest investment round also saw participation from early investors, Bay Capital and Shirati Ventures. Faridabad, Haryana-headquartered Lenskart said it will use the capital to grow exponentially over the next 3 to 4 years and expand its omni-channel presence and operations across India, Southeast Asia, and Middle East. The company also plans to deepen its investments in technology and AI-driven innovations to create a personalized experience for its customers. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. And NBSP semicolon and LTQO, WeInsQO, RE already the largest eyewear player in India and in the top 3 in Singapore. Lenskart envisions to have 50% of India wearing its specs over the next 5 years and become the number one eyewear platform in Southeast Asia and Middle East over the next 18 to 24 months through organic and inorganic expansion, Andrew Piyush Bansal, CEO at Lenskart, said in a statement. And NBSP. Watch, Lenskart co-founder Omnik Khurana on building a better omni-channel experience. And NBSP, Lenskart has reasons to be optimistic about its growth projections. India and China lead the global eyewear market, which is expected to surpass $150.43 billion by the end of the year 2026, according to data from Research and Markets. Adoption of digital tools such as virtual try-on and teleoptometry have increased traction in eyewear e-commerce. The market opportunity for Lenskart in the target geographies of Southeast Asia and Middle East is expected to be over $15 billion by 2025, the statement said. The fresh capital brings the transaction size of the round being raised by Lenskart to $315 million, 2,355.6 crore rupees. In May, Lenskart had announced raising $95 million from global private equity firm KKR, giving an exit to early investors TPG Growth and TR Capital. And NBSP, it has raised over $723.39 million in equity capital to date, according to data sourced from Kedge. Avenus Capital acted as exclusive financial advisor to Lenskart and its shareholders for the transaction. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. In a bid to accelerate its growth in the Indian market, Lenskart has also made key acquisitions. In the financial year 2020-2021, the company has made 3 acqui-hires, including events company Hyape, Courierwala and micro-delivery company Daily Joy. Lenskart also invested in omni-channel retail tech company Tango.ai during the year. The company has also announced setting up Vision Fund with corpus of $20 million to back startups in the sector of direct-to-consumer eyewear and eye care brands, technology enabling access to vision care, eye testing technology, omni-channel retail solutions across logistics, merchandising etc. and deep tech solutions for eyewear, retail and e-commerce. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. And LTQO, Lenskart has built a world-class fully backward integrated omni-channel eyewear retail experience with extreme customer centricity. This customer obsession results in Lenskart and LTQO's distinctive NPS, Net Promoter Scores, best-in-class customer repeats/retention and store productivity, Andrew, said Navroz Adwadia, co-founder and partner at Falcon Edge Capital in the statement. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Founded in 2010 by Bansal, Amit Chaudhary, and Sumit Kapahi, Lenskart has over 750 omni-channel stores across cities in India, apart from a presence in Singapore.